Why is accreditation important for your business? And why do you need to get accredited right now? I'm Kalila Reynolds and welcome back to Biz Talk. It's part two of a five-part series brought to you by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, helping you to mind your business. Let's head over to the virtual studio with CEO of the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC, Sharon May Shirley. Hi, Sharon May. Welcome to Biz Talk.
Hi, Kalila. Thank you for having me.
So your agency, the Jamaica National Agency of Accreditation, is one of the lesser known agencies, I would say. It's not the sexy agency like you hear the JAMPRO. We spoke to Diane Edwards recently. Tell us a little bit about what JANAC actually does.
It's interesting that you said that, you know, accreditation really isn't sexy, but JANAC is a star child in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce. That's how we consider ourselves. Not as well known as those big agencies like JAMPRO, but indeed JANAC holds its own. We've been in establishment since 2008, and we've been delivering on our mandate to accredit public and private sector laboratories, inspection bodies, certification bodies, and in providing this accreditation service, we attest to the competence of these entities and their conformance with the relevant international standards.
Right, so you just answered my next question, because I was like, what even is accreditation and why do I need it?
I can tell you simply, there's a formal definition that ISO has, and it is the independent evaluation of conformity assessment bodies. And when I speak of conformity assessment bodies, I'm speaking to laboratories, inspection bodies, or certification bodies. And this accreditation is against recognized international standards that ensures the impartiality of these entities and ensure that they are conforming to the specifications of the requirements that they are accredited to. And if I would say it simply, accreditation simply means to provide confidence. We provide confidence that the results coming out of these testing, inspecting, and certifying organizations, you can trust those results.
Right. So I'm watching this now and I'm thinking, do I need to be accredited? Accredited for what? Like who? You said public and private sector. So who would come to you for accreditation and what would they be accredited for?
Okay, let me use some examples to share accreditation,
yes,
the story of accreditation. So for example, the Bureau of Standards Labs are accredited by JANAC, or the Scientific Research Council's labs. We have medical testing labs that are accredited by JANAC. And if you're thinking of inspection bodies are entities like, for example, the Motor Vehicle Inspectorate, or like National Works Agency that does inspections of construction sites, or the parish councils. So these are inspection bodies. And certification bodies are those bodies like the National Certification Body of Jamaica that provides certifications to ISO standards. So you will hear that an entity is ISO 9001 certified. Well, JANAC accredits those entities that certifies these organizations.
You inspect the inspectors.
We are at the pinnacle of the conformity assessment pyramid that provides the overarching confidence to all that is done, that is called conformity assessment.
And in the private sector, give us some examples of who might come to you for accreditation.
So the private medical labs, and we have quite a number of private medical labs, private testing and environmental testing labs. And I'll tell you something, the JPS meter testing lab is also an accredited client from JANAC.
So to make sure that they are accurately testing your meters. Interesting. And yes, how often do you do these accreditations? Is it something that has to be renewed?
Absolutely. Because we perform an initial assessment, and this assessment, once the client or the conformity assessment body, once they address all the findings of the assessment and they are ready to be awarded accreditation, they are awarded the certificate, and the certificate lasts for 5 years. But annually, there is a surveillance or interim assessment that the accreditation body will send in a team of assessors to ensure that they are conforming to the requirements of the standard to which they are accredited.
What are some of the popular ones, some of the significant ones that you might want to make sure that you have depending on your industry?
Let me share for our testing labs. This is the ISO IEC 17025 standard. And this standard is used for testing and calibration labs. And it is important, for example, our food testing labs to be accredited for the foods that they test on behalf of the exporters or manufacturers, that they can be deemed reliable, trustworthy, of good quality, so that the buyers in the target markets can attest to the food product meeting their own specifications and international standards. The accreditation for medical testing labs is also very important, and this is to the ISO 15189 standard. And this standard assures that the conditions within which the tests are conducted, that the confidentiality of the results and the treatment of patient data is done according to international best practices.
Anything else that you need to mention here, Sharon May?
Let me tell you quickly that the accreditation industry supports the national quality infrastructure in that it attests to the quality of the goods and services traded in Jamaica and for the 9 other Caribbean territories for which we provide accreditation services. It's important because it allows these entities to become more competitive. The results that the conformity assessment bodies produce are trusted, and it eliminates retesting in target markets. So it's very important for the exportation and manufacturing sector. It's also very important for our construction industry, and I am very pleased to announce that as of March 2022, we have 4 new accreditation clients who received accreditation certificates. 3 of these certificates were issued to the Bureau of Standards, and we are very pleased that this also supports Jamaican entities and allows for Jamaican regulators to control the quality and goods of goods and services in Jamaica. Why is this important in particular? We have the Bureau of Standards lab that was accredited, its aggregate lab and concrete and masonry testing laboratory. And the inspection certificates, as you well imagine, is important for our construction industry. We have had in the past news that you have buildings that have collapsed, you have buildings that are deemed to have issues in terms of meeting the building codes. And we are happy to know that we have an entity that can test the aggregates and concrete and masonry products that are used in our construction industry.
How can people contact your agency?
So the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANA, we can be reached across social media, and we can be reached at our website, www.janaac.gov.jm. And on our website, you can find the listing of all accredited conformity assessment bodies. We are very pleased to support the region. We are very pleased to support Jamaica. And if you want to find an accredited entity in the region or in Jamaica, just visit the JANAC website. You may also send us an email if you have questions or queries at info@janaac.gov.jm or call us. We have team members who are willing to take a call and to speak to you about accreditation. 876-968-7790 or 968-7799. I didn't mention, Kalila, that JANAC also provides training to our professionals in the accreditation, conformity assessment, and general industries. And we encourage you to visit our website to also access the training that is provided by JANAC.
Awesome. That's definitely an important service that you provide. Thank you so much, Sharon May.
Thank you, Kalila. Have a great day.
You too. This has been Biz Talk, brought to you by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Jamaica's business ministry, bringing to you key services and opportunities. Visit JANAC on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Visit my website, kalilareynolds.com, for a summary of this episode. Let's get this money.